Fred Film Radio.
International Film Festivals and Awards Macau. Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 International Film Festival and Awards Macau, and I'm very pleased to be joined at this time by actor Song Yang, who is here presenting the film 2-1 in the international competition of the festival. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, everyone.
The first question is just very simply for the listeners who are not familiar with the film, or would you like to maybe introduce them to the character that you play in the movie?
这是一个很有意思的故事，讲的仿佛是我们。So
this movie is telling a story about maybe you will find another soul, same soul, from maybe the opposite of another world to connect with you. So the role that he played is called Kai. He lives in Shanghai. It's a very crowded international city, but he still feel very lonely. So this is about his story to connect with another, maybe him, from outside the world.
Speaking of connection, how were you able to connect with your character?
So
he's thinking and also showing people the lifestyle that the modern people who live in the modern city, like white color group of people, lifestyle, their life, their mindset, and their heart, sometimes feel lonely and sometimes feel disconnected. They're eager to want to connect with something.
So is that what you were able to identify? How you were able to identify with the character that you play?
He dig his heart deeply to find a loneliness stuff to connect with the character.
The film talks about dreams too. There's an element of talking about dreams. Do you think about dreams a lot? And do you dream a lot?
So this concept, dream, is very interesting in this movie because in Chinese traditional culture, dream is, we separate dream with soul. So when you have dream, it probably just give you some hint for maybe the future or your daytime. So he, because he travel a lot, sometimes he may not have a good sleep, so he definitely dream a lot. But when he woke up, sometimes he will forget what he had dreamed. But it also happened some like deja vu experience to him before, so it's very interesting.
I wanted to go back to another theme that you briefly mentioned earlier, the theme of loneliness. Do you think that it's easier today to be loneliest than to be lonely than perhaps it was before?
So he thinks lonely have different level, but everybody has to face it. But it really depends on what environment and situation you are in. So you have to, sometimes you have to break the lonely, use your own way. Sometimes you have to accept it. It really depends on the different environment.
I remember in the film as well, one of the things that your character says is that he doesn't think he's very good with people. And when the lady in the movie tells him, but you seem very confident in your work, he says, well, that's my work. I know how to behave in that way. Do you find that's the same with acting?
会这样啊，就是其实我现在也是。
So in his work, he's really, you know how to communicate, even though he doesn't speak English, but still he can communicate with director through, you know, mindset and eye contact or, you know, something. They got connected. But in a personal life, this is what the common that between he and Kai, he will feel sometimes hard to, you know, communicate with other people. But this is also what his human being is.
Interesting. Do you play the drums?
这个是专门为了这部电影去学习了一个月。
Okay, so he actually learned drum for this film particularly. But after that, he, you know, it's kind of like another skill that he has. And after the movie, when he listens some like tones, music, and he can instantly, you know, play it. So this is what he's very happy and pleased that he can learn new things from a role from the movie.
The final question is just, how did you meet the director of this film, Juan Cabra?
这个是我非常意外的是，信息到我这边的时候，说的是导演已经。
So he actually got the offer from the agency, from his agency, but he know that Juan is already cast a lot of see a lot of people all over the world. But he's very happy and surprised that he picked him at the end. And he felt a little bit nervous because for the language communication thing. But once he got on set for one scene, he felt very, very comfortable and relaxed because he instantly got connected in chemistry with Juan, the director. So that's why they start the work.
Thank you very much for joining us. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.